Several years in development, the new education accountability model is called the California School Dashboard.
We call it the dashboard because when you drive your car, you get a range of information that shows about car performance, oil pressure, RPMs, your speed. So you get all this information rather than one thing. The dashboard serves the same role. It tells you about a whole range of stuff, from academics to school performance to graduation. So you get a much more complete picture of how a school is doing. And if a school needs help, it shows us specifically how it can do that.
Robert Oakes is a spokesman for the California Education Department. He adds that the new color-coded ratings in each of those areas will also give the state a more nuanced picture of which districts may need help and in what areas.
The funding formula has a bunch of categories for school performance, and it also focused funding on students who need it the most. Those are English learners, students in disadvantaged communities, and foster youth. So we want to find out with this investment how those students are doing over time, and then if there are areas identified for improvement, how the state can help individual districts help those kids.
Cliff DeGraw, Assistant Superintendent for Petaluma City Schools, likes the way the new dashboard gives districts a sense of how their performance is changing over time.
It's not just a static number anymore of past performance. It's where you're currently at compared to where you've been, so you can see whether you're trending up, whether you're trending down, whether you're maintaining.
Overall, he sees it as a big improvement over the widely disliked academic performance index, which the state scrapped 4 years ago.
The old system was 100% test results. This new system, the state has taken into account a whole variety of factors. I think it's definitely a better way to kind of assess where we are, where our strengths are, where our areas of focus should be. Definitely better than the system before as far as providing detailed information and focusing in on things that we need to work on.
That view was echoed by Aaron Fender, Director of Curriculum and Instruction for the Healdsburg Unified School District, who welcomed the state's new tool.
It's nice that it's not just one measure. We're excited about multiple measures. You know, we still have a lot to learn and improvements to make, but I think it's a move in the right direction.
Because the dashboard is a public web resource, Fender is also hoping it will inform the community discussions at their school board meetings.
Now, with the move to local control funding formula, Governor Brown's intent, as we all understand it, is to allow the local governing boards and the communities to make better decisions about the programs that will best serve their students. And so now that this data is more accessible and easier to read, I do hope that more of our community becomes engaged and helps us through decision-making processes.
The state's Robert Oakes says they made a strong effort to get that information out to anyone who is interested.
We want anybody, student, teacher, parent, community member, business leader, chamber of commerce, you pick them. If they want to know about how their school's doing, they can find out on the dashboard.
School accountability report cards for most California schools are now available at the state's website, sarconline.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.